Floridays on WQCS.org. Here's Janie Gould.
The discovery in Vero Beach of a fossil with a carving of a mammoth on it has drawn attention from the global scientific community. National Geographic Online, for one, says it might be the oldest artwork in the Western Hemisphere. The finder, James Kennedy, 39, started collecting fossils when he was a teenager and was fishing one day in the Maine Relief Canal.
The boat kept drifting away from the spot that I wanted to be in to fish, so I found a big rock, tied it on a piece of rope, and made me an anchor. It didn't look like any other rock that I had seen, so I called a family friend, Dr. Berthold Suarez. He looked at it, and he said, you know, this isn't a rock, this is a mammoth tooth.
Over the years, he collected thousands of old bones and artifacts. He may have hit pay dirt a few years ago, but didn't realize it until recently.
When I go collect up bones and pieces, lots of them are just bone shards and chips. You have no idea what they are, really. You can go to some of the books or some of the scientists and let them look at them. With this piece, it was sitting in a box, and I put it under the sink and left it there for about 2.5 years.
He had unearthed the bone on land owned by a friend on the north side of Vero Beach.
His property has been very, very full of fossils and all kinds of things. Within a couple hundred yards from where I found this piece, they pulled an entire mammoth skeleton out. It's a rich area.
Now, you pulled out this object, you looked at it obviously, and then you put it away under the sink. What caused you to take it out and think it might be something?
Well, just like everybody else, the recession makes times hard, and people have an interest in things like this, so I figured I would get out some of the pieces and parts and clean them off and go down to the flea market and leave it with an old buddy of mine down there and see if anybody was interested in buying little parts or pieces. I came across it while I was looking for some other stuff one day and looked through it and cleaned it off, and there he was. It's a piece of mammoth bone, and it has a mammoth carved into it.
It shows that people and these creatures coexisted?
My idea is probably someone sitting around with a full belly of mammoth. They seen it, thought about it, and just scratched it into the bone while they were sitting around the fire.
Michael Warren is a forensic anthropologist at the University of Florida. He examines cuts on bones of contemporary homicide victims. When he was asked to study the Vero find, he first thought it might be a fake, but the markings led him to a different conclusion.
It appears to me that the erosion of the cut marks suggests that they're not of recent origin. It's beyond my area of expertise, but it certainly seems authentic to me.
I've had people question, oh, well, maybe somebody found a mammoth carcass or a skeleton or something afterwards, and they just scratched it in there. They would have found something that doesn't even resemble what a mammoth is other than a tusk. If you look at a picture of the skeleton of one, there's no way you're going to get the idea of its body shape.
When you're out there digging, do you visualize what Florida's terrain and landscape must have been like?
That's the absolute lust and high of it for me. You have something in your hand that someone held that long ago. We build monstrous machines out of steel and concrete, but here's a piece of an animal's bone and someone's artwork that has lasted that long. It kind of lets you know that we as humans are a little bit more capable than what we're told we are.
The bone has been studied by eminent scientists. Where is it now? What are you going to do with it?
Right now it's under about 50 tons of steel and concrete, because that's what everybody told me I had to do.
A bank vault.
Something to that effect. I want it to be in a museum where others can see it.
Do you think that there's an inordinate amount of fossil material in Vero Beach?
Yes, there is an unbelievable amount. There's a lot of things that went on here in Florida. Most people have the idea that it wasn't that old, but science is starting to prove that we've been here a lot longer than what they think.
So the earliest Floridians lived here at least 12,000 years ago, which means that all the rest of us are newcomers.
That would be putting it mildly.
James Kennedy lives in Vero Beach. Listen to Floridays at WQCS.org. Go to Audio Archive and then Programs. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.